In a few seconds they were all gone, even the ones in no hurry. It had been a dismissal.
"Take a load off, Jack," he said to me when we were alone. "Now let me explain to you the real reason why I never catch any of these little fishies."
I slid off the horse and joined him on the railing. He handed me the jug.
"Tell me everything about it," I urged.
He feigned shock.
"Everything? You mean everything? Where, oh, where shall I begin?"
"How about the beginning?" I suggested, burping softly. The syntho was getting to me.
"Nope, not the beginning. I've been there already. It was worse then than it is now, and I want to tell you, Jack, right now is a dark, dark time."
"What seems to be the problem?" I asked, all sympathy.
"The real problem, Jack? Or,"
he struck a tragic pose,
"the real problem."
I pretended to give it some thought.
"The real problem,"
I said at last in a hushed whisper. He eyed me narrowly, as if judging my trustworthiness. Then he glanced around us to be sure he wasn't overheard, just as if we weren't really half a kilometer from anyone.
"The real problem with these fishies and me is personality conflict."
I laughed.
"That's it," he said. "Laugh. But I will bet you that I can prove to you right here and now, using logic, insight, and syntho, that what I'm saying is true."
And damned if he didn't do just that. His way, anyhow. The man was an absolute marvel. Talked for over an hour the most convoluted, contrived, and contradictory horseshit I had ever heard. I could follow maybe half of it, and I can't remember any of it. But I do remember having a hell of a good time listening to it all. He never hesitated once during the entire lunatic harangue, never lost his place, never stopped grinning. Or drinking. He pulled a fresh jug out of his saddle case and went to work on it like it was his first in a standard month.